Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. Well, Professor Naqvi, in our previous episode, we have been discussing Islamic upbringing under the theme of love. And we came to certain points that love, if parents show love towards their children, and children sometimes out of curiosity ask their parents, how could you be so kind, how could you be so forgiving, how could you be so nice? And when asking these questions, you reply to them as that because Allah is so kind, because Allah is so forgiving. And we actually, our main concept was that whatever the thing parents do, because they are expressing love towards the children one or the other way, they should actually connect it always towards the ultimate love, ultimate cause of love, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Professor Naqvi, we have some two kinds of groups of people which emerge out into the societies. Some are who are very obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some who are disobedient. And the reason is love. For example, those who are obedient, their reason comes out to be love. And those who are disobedient, their reason is fear. Well, as you said in the previous episode, this love and fear should not be intermingled.
I meant to say that when we're talking about the fear of Allah Almighty, though yes, it is true that many people, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that there are people who obey Allah Almighty and worship Allah Almighty for the love of His of paradise.
Yeah.
And some obey Him because of the fear of hell and fire.
But the best form of worship is
that I love Him because I love Him and I consider Him worthy of worship.
Yeah.
Therefore, I worship Him and obey Him. So that is the ultimate thing that we have to achieve, that we have to become aware of the fact that we need to understand what perfection is and what truth is, what the absolute reality is. That has to be understood and that has to be strived for. The love for the ultimate has to be ingrained in our minds and in our hearts. And that is very important. And how should we do that? Firstly, we should, in our own thoughts and feelings and actions, reflect this. That whatever we do is for the sake of the truth that is behind it, because of the absolute reality. I mean, when we talk about goodness, when we talk about good deeds, when we talk about things that have to be done, is not just because Allah Almighty has made them necessary or obligatory or wajib. Even Allah Almighty has made something obligatory because there lies behind it something which is for my salvation, for my welfare, for the welfare of mankind. Everything has a philosophy to it. Everything has a reason for behind it. And that is the ultimate truth. That is the ultimate perfection we strive for. So when we have been so much so much adapted to this thing that everything we look for the truth and for the goodness in everything and in every action that has to be performed. Actually, we are looking for godliness. We're going after the ultimate, that is Allah Almighty. So if we inculcate in our children the love for truth, the love for goodness, the love for perfection, they will be tuned to become loving of loving Allah Almighty, because they're reaching out to something which is excellent, which is perfect. The absolute truth is Allah Almighty. The absolute perfection and goodness is Allah Almighty. So in our own thoughts and in the thoughts of our children, if we are able to inculcate and fine-tune them to this, that we are after the truth, if we want to do something, if our behavior should reflect that.
Yeah.
Our good behavior is something which reflects that goodness and perfection.
Yes.
Automatically, the result would be that our children would be striving to do something which is
different.
Different. It's good, it's correct, has excellence in it. So if that is inculcated, that is actually the love for goodness. Yeah.
We'll discuss more on this, Professor Nakavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we're discussing the theme of love under the umbrella of Islamic upbringing. Well, Professor Nakavi, there are some, since kids are kids, and they are not enough mature, and by the time, how do we make them realize the being wise of Allah? We say Allah is all Hakim, He is wise, and he knows the philosophy behind the things. But how do we make that understand to our children? Because they sometimes ask us, why only me? Even if we are in some difficult situation, we often hear children asking us, why me?
True. Of course, has to be managed in a way that we make a balance between things, as we have always been saying, that there has to be a balance. Now, if we are, as you said, forgiving all the time, if we forgive and overlook mistakes, and we don't warn our children, we don't
punish them,
make them realize that they have made a mistake. It should be also, it's not that all the time we're trying to express that love and letting them off for their mistakes, letting them off for their wrongdoings. No, both things have to be managed. If we have to show our forgiveness, we also have to make them realize that they have made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be sometimes scolded for it. They may be punished for it. That should be a part of the natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the child should not come up with this feeling, why me? No. He comes because it comes to him because we're overdoing one thing. Either we have pampered him so much that he feels bad when once upon a time we try to scold him. Or the other extreme, we're always scolding him and always punishing him. And then he comes to the feeling, why me? No, so the balance has to be maintained. We have to show our love, and we have to show our
displeasure. As well, add to it.
But this also has to be made, this has to be inculcated in him, that this anger is a result of the love. So we need to tell him, look, oh, I love you, I care for you, therefore I'm punishing you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I feel bad about it. I feel bad about the fact I'm not being offended. I feel bad because
it's your personality that's going to get affected.
So it's my love for you and the love of Allah for you. And I want you to be to love Allah because of His goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And everything which has goodness in it reflects Allah's mercy upon us, that He wants us to become good. So if we are able to inculcate in our children the love for goodness, as is very natural, there are certain natural traits that are there in human beings: love of knowledge, love of beauty, love of goodness.
Yeah.
So if that is brought out, automatically people will start loving Allah Almighty.
Indeed. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. And Professor Naqavi, we have been discussing certain important things. We discussed before going to the break that there are two kinds of personalities. There are two kinds of behaviors which result into one kind of personality, who always say, as adults or as childs, "Why only me?" I remember certain friends, even in my college time, used to say, "Allah has got some personal issue with me. Allah has got some personal problem with me. That's why He always puts me into tests, puts me into..." Whenever the other batchmates would actually give sympathy, that it's a test, it's that you have to pass it. And then I remember people saying that Allah has some personal issue with me. So you're saying these adults are the results of either being extremely pampered or being extremely shown displeasure at home?
Both ways are extremes which should be refrained from. Of course, when it comes to our adult life, we face many difficulties and calamities and problems and issues, losing something which is dear to us, losing some money, losing some job, losing something which is we like to have. So we have to reflect upon the reason for that. It is something because what we're doing is wrong. We are not doing the proper thing. We're not planning properly. We're not carrying out things by taking into our minds the results and consequences of an action. So we can't blame everything upon Allah Almighty. We should, number one, blame ourselves.
Yeah.
Because Allah Almighty has created a beautiful world. Everything has a very systematic way. Every effect has a cause. Everything comes upon us because there's a cause to it. Now, sometimes some causes are there. We have control over some causes of our own problems.
Yeah.
And some things are not within our control. So those which we can control and manage, we need to control and manage ourselves. For example, if we're not making the proper decision, taking the proper decision, we're not consulting people who are professionals, who are experts. We take a decision. For example, at school or college, what course are we going to take? Profession we're going to follow. We need to, think about it. We need to discuss, we need to consult and take the proper decision. We should look upon ourselves as what our personality is, what our traits are, what our aptitude is. We need counseling for that, to take the proper decision.
And so parents play a great role in counseling.
Parents also play a role. The basic role is there, of course. But later on, it becomes our own problem. So if we're taking the wrong decisions and the things are coming our way which we are not happy with, then we should reflect upon the things which we have done ourselves, what mistakes we have made. And sometimes, of course, despite doing all the things that are required, sometimes things happen to us which are not in our control. So there, yes, earthquakes, disasters. Maybe you're in an accident caused by someone else.
Yeah,
you face the
trouble.
the consequences of
the
that.
Tragedy, yeah.
So things are there which are not in our control, and that's all a part of the beautiful system Allah Almighty has created, because there has been, things are based on cause and effect. Things have been given, human beings have been given the free will to act as they wish. They can act properly, they can act improperly. So these are things which are of a philosophical nature, of course. We can't expand upon this theme. But basically, no one can be singled out and say to him, look, I have a special problem with Allah Almighty. No, that's not correct.
So we get back to the concept that extreme pampering or extremely showing displeasure and punishing our child results in a personality who would actually develop this kind of attitude that Allah has problem with him, or everyone kind of has problem
also
with
it. Depends upon how you ideologically train them.
Yeah, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll discuss more in the upcoming episodes. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.